This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday. Steve Miggs, your 50th birthday.
Ah, shut up.
Was 4 days ago.
I purposely made it so I didn't have to celebrate. It was very elaborate. It was very somber, but I did everything in my power not to celebrate turning the big 5-0. Thank you.
Well, if you thought you were going to get out of it, you're not getting out of it.
Okay.
We're having a little birthday celebration throughout the day today for you.
Oh, boy.
It was supposed to happen on Thursday, but you traveled to the East Coast. We totally understand. And we just...
I'm glad you understand that my pop yeah. passed away and I had to go to a funeral.
We allowed you out of it, but...
Happy birthday to you.
What in the
you.
F is going on in here?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
wait a second.
Dear Steve.
I'm very confused.
Happy birthday to you.
I mean, thank you. I'm beyond thank you. I mean, seriously, I needed a good smile after the week that I've had. But did the Mariners make this? I'm very confused because you just like, I don't even know what the hell you just gave me. But it's on fire. Candles, of course. It's the big 5-0 with strawberries and it looks like marshmallows. I'm not positive. Chocolate and Mariners logos.
Yeah, for the biggest Mariners fan we know who believed until the very bitter end.
Was this meant for like Edgar Martinez and you guys stole it?
Yes, it was.
You know, our really lovely coworker made this for you.
Who?
Katie.
No way.
Do you know who Katie is?
Katie from promotions?
Close, sure.
Katie from sales?
Yes, there we go, there we go.
Oh.
That Katie.
No.
Handmade.
I didn't know she made stuff.
I didn't either.
That's why it took me a second. I'm like, wait a second. Katie made stuff?
All vegan.
Yeah.
100% wow. Vegan. Salted caramel cake for yours truly.
What in the hell?
You better make a wish. Maybe it's that the Mariners will have a better season next year and blow out those 5 candles representing each of the decades you have been on this planet.
Okay, this is pretty crazy. All right. My wish has already been granted. I'm in the room with you guys.
Oh!
I'm lying. I just couldn't think of anything to wish about right now.
And you were supposed to do it in one blow. That was like 5 blows. And
I didn't want to spit all over the cake for you guys. So I was trying to be nice to you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
happy birthday.
Happy
that
birthday,
is amazing.
Steve.
I honestly thought that was like from the Mariners. Or you stole it from the Mariners. I didn't think the Mariners made it for me, but I thought maybe it was like, is it the Mariners' 50th anniversary as a team? And they sent these to all the stations and you guys saw an opportunity to turn it. Thank you, Katie.
It's just a Steve dessert, just for you. I mean, if you choose to share it, we will have some, but you don't have to share it.
I am a little nervous that the smoke alarms might go off in here because this room is really smoky. Yeah,
that would be so cool. It is starting to feel a lot hot, though.
Well, Steve, we do have a couple more things in store for you today.
And thank you, guys.
Yes, happy birthday. But let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Just don't get near that red thing on the wall.
It's getting closer to the fire alarm. I'm getting kind of nervous,
I'm glad we didn't do 50 candles. We would have been in big trouble. Oh,
we wouldn't be coming back into the studio all morning, I think. Jeez. All right, well, hey, the TMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is, screw National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day. It's National
Celebrate Migs' Birthday Day.
5-0 Incredible Cake Day. That's amazing. Puts me in a little bit of a better mood after yesterday's Seahawks game. Boy, was that just a kick in the ding-ding. They lost to a really bad team that, hey, if you have a team that's not very good and you want to look really good, play against the Seahawks. Win or lose, we always make every team look good. If you have a running back that nobody knows who he is, play against the Seahawks. He's going to have an incredible game. If you think you're going to tie the game at the very end of the game with a field goal and it doesn't happen, play against the Seahawks. Because, oh my goodness, watching that guy just jump over our team and blocking the field goal at the end of the game, it looked like we were going to tie it, go into overtime maybe, but nope, the Seahawks lose a tough one against the New York Giants, 29-20. And yeah, we were marching down the field, looked like a field goal was going to tie it, and then this happened.
This to tie the game at 23, and it's blocked! Isaiah Simmons, and picked up by Bryce Ford Wheaton, and he is going to go!
Yeah, he can go after himself. That's where he can go. Here's Geno Smith talking about the game.
Shoot, we played bad. I mean, that's the reality. We played bad. I don't think we executed well. I thought we came out slow. Talk about starting fast. That's not how we want to start.
No.
And then turning the ball over. You know, not finishing drive. I mean, all of the above. You know, they get you beat. It's the NFL, any given Sunday.
Yeah, any given Sunday. The Giants are able to beat the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to talk more about the game with our buddy Big Walt. Walter Jones, who was at the game yesterday, raising the 12th man flag, which was pretty freaking cool. He'll join us at 7:20 to talk more about the game. And it's a short week, though. We got to get right back at it, fans. You know, it's tough for us fans to just turn our emotions and now get excited for this game against the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday night.
Workers at Easy Street Records are cleaning up after a pipe burst in an apartment above the store, which ended up causing about $200,000 in damages and destroyed 7,000 records, plus other merchandise. Even though this is a frustrating setback for Easy Street, they are moving forward with some of their upcoming events, like a Jelly Roll listening party.
Oh.
And owner Matt Vaughn has expressed how grateful he is for all the community support that they have received. We're going to chat with Matt today at 8 o'clock.
That's fun. I mean, shout out to the firefighters. I'm sure we'll talk more about it with Matt, but I saw some of the footage where they basically had to break into the, because they found out from a neighbor that this was going on, and they were smart enough to grab a bunch of tarps, put them over a lot of the vinyl. It probably would have been a lot worse had it not been for the firefighters just to cover up some of those records that could have been like a total loss with the way things were. So shout out to the firefighters for handling that situation. Man, congratulations to Little Woody's. This is pretty cool. Best burger spot in Washington State, according to Reader's Digest. And congratulations to Reader's Digest. I didn't even know it existed still.
Do they still have a printed copy, or is it all online?
I mean, all I think about is that was always bathroom reading for my pops back in the day. Was it that little Reader's Digest? All I ever think of, that's the magazine you read when you're on the crapper.
Absolutely.
But here they are, still doing things. I don't know if they have a print version, if it's just an online version, but Little Woody's was considered the best one. Five locations here in Washington State. Here's the crazy part. They have one also in Japan.
Huh.
Isn't that odd?
That is odd.
Like, we're franchising. We're big in Washington and Japan. Well, anyways, they also do a burger of the week, and I believe this week the burger is the Beecher's Mac and Cheese Burger, which is topped with Beecher's cheese, bacon, and green onions. And that's part of what makes them great, is they use all local ingredients to make their burgers.
I want that burger right now.
Hell yeah. Oh, Monday Night Football is tonight. We're going to be able to see, 5:15 on ESPN. Kansas City Chiefs hosting the New Orleans Saints. Are we doing a drinking game for every time they reference or show Taylor Swift, or are we just going to try and stay sober tonight?
Sarah's in.
Of course Sarah's in. Hey, as far as weather, 72 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Can you guys whistle?
Clearly. We're all whistling enthusiasts, Taryn.
Would you say that whistling rocks?
No.
I think I might have to second what Sarah just said.
I'm going to prove to you that it does at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, before we get into this conversation about whistling songs, we do have a special birthday message from a couple folks in your life that mean...
What is happening right now?
That mean a great deal to you, Steve.
So this is a full-on birthday show.
Yes, it is. A little bit.
A belated birthday show. Okay.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Happy birthday. We love you so much.
Happy birthday. We love you so much.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye. The greatest rendition of Happy Birthday I've ever heard in my life. The drama, the love.
So good. And now I feel bad. I was about to play this.
That was hard.
It took me half a second to realize who it was. I'm like, is that Barrett? It can't be Barrett. Definitely not Lily. Is that Duff McKagan? I'm not sure. It's my child. Oh, man. Yeah, he's trying to make me cry first thing in the morning.
Sarah's crying, too. I'm a little teary myself.
I love that kid.
Happy birthday,
I'm glad
Steve.
She's mine. Yeah. She definitely took after her dad when it comes to singing abilities.
Well, we're going to have to find out how she is at whistling one of these days.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Yeah, and there's a music website that recently compiled a list of some of the greatest songs that have whistling in them. Here are some of the highlights.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Danny's already shaking his head no. This is easily number one. I don't know if this is in a particular order, but this has to be the number one greatest whistling song.
I would agree with that statement.
What are we doing? Who is this?
This is the Scorpions.
Oh, no, it's Offspring, you idiot. That's fair, you know. It's their deep cuts. Dude, this ended the Cold War. This and Rocky IV. Okay, maybe not.
I don't know if I've ever heard this song.
Are you really? Kidding?
No. August, summer night. Soldiers. Let me know when I should recognize it.
Now!
Sarah, this went on to sell over 14 million copies back in 1991. Scorpions released Wind of Change.
Oh, here it is again.
Ooh, nice whistling.
It's like a duet.
Okay. What's the chorus? Or was that...
Take me.
Oh, no. Never mind. Sorry I asked.
Yeah. What was it, like the Berlin Wall?
Yes.
The Berlin Wall went down, and this song was like, oh, I remember being like watching it as a kid, hanging a Headbangers Ball and being like, oh, this is some serious stuff. I can't wait to tell my history teacher about it. And I did.
Oh, my God.
And he was so fired up because he's like, wait, a student is excited about history? And then he got really too amped up about it and started telling me stuff. And I'm like, I just like the song, guy. I don't really know. Such a total nerd.
And how do you feel about the next one on the list of the greatest songs that have whistling in them?
Okay, come on. You not know this one?
No.
Danny, you don't either?
No.
He just sang my birthday song. Duff McKagan and Guns N' Roses.
was like, Tatum?
And it's actually Axel doing the whistling.
Yeah.
Thanks for that bit of knowledge.
Man, are you starting to feel, do you feel super duper old right now because of these two?
Patience was released in 1989.
I wasn't even a thought.
Also, why is it still going? Because it's awesome.
Oh my God.
I almost cursed. All right, do we have any other ones?
Yes, we have one that this was the first a cappella song to reach number one on the Billboard charts.
Okay. Oh, you know this one? And you know this one?
Yeah.
You don't know Guns N' Roses?
Don't worry.
Be happy.
This is timeless.
Did he play it on his chest too? Like.
Why is everyone slapping their boobs all of a sudden?
Come on, do it. It feels good.
You're ruining this song for Danny.
Slap your boobs. Come on.
All right.
No, they're already tender.
Oh.
Let's give Sarah another one from 1986.
I feel like she's not going to know this one, but I think she'll rock with this one.
Oh.
Well, how do you guys know these, but not the rock ones?
The dance
I
you
hate
do.
Both of you.
Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bangles.
Okay, yeah.
This has been used in a ton of movies, too, I feel like.
All I think of is I get really bad memories of my old, like, elementary school band. We had to do a big performance, and the big song that we were doing was Walk Like an Egyptian.
Ooh, edgy.
And let's just say, shout out to Mr. G, our music teacher. I felt really bad for him because we were awful.
Oh,
like,
no.
It fell apart in the middle of the song, and all the parents, you could just see the looks on their faces like, you got to pretend to be proud of our child, but they all suck.
We have one final song on the list of the greatest songs with whistling in them.
How do you know this one, too?
I do know this one. I don't know how.
Danny?
It's catchy, though.
I think I've seen it in a movie. So what you're saying is the Scorpions and Guns N' Roses need to be in bad movies.
Yes.
Yeah. For you guys to know them.
That's the Jay Giles Band, Centerfold, 1982. Great job, guys. You did great.
I don't think we did.
Well, we are back today, Steve. We had a couple of days off last week. You were going back east for your dad's funeral.
Yes.
And there was a public viewing, and it got you thinking a little bit.
Yeah, because if you don't know, public viewings are an open casket. At least, all right. So everyone comes in to pay their respects to my father, and, you know, there he is. I mean, they're just there, laying there. And he's in a suit, and he looks great. My mom kept going over to make sure there was, like, no dust on the suit, and everything was looking really good. And then I just started thinking, I'm like, would I want to be buried in a suit? I mean, I had to run and go to a suit just for this funeral, and it barely fit. Like, I just kind of had to work with what I was given. And same with my brother. He's like, I didn't have a funeral-type suit. I had, like, you know, a wedding suit, but it's a whole different vibe. You don't want to show up in, like, a bright gray or, you know, you kind of have to wear something dark and sad.
Well, here's the really crazy thing. There was a celebrity that recently passed away that was dressed in his workout clothes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this after Bad Wolves. The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, if you're just joining us this morning, you need to know that Steve Miggs turned 50 4 days ago. The one person in the world I know for a fact has found the fountain of youth.
Oh, all right. Who's that person?
You.
Oh, thank you.
You're the most un-50-50-year-old I've ever met.
I know.
You look great.
I thought you were going to say you're so immature. When are you going to grow up?
That too.
Okay, I'm never going to grow up, actually.
I hope you don't. It's one of the things I love the most about you.
Oh, thank you.
So we have some more birthday love to share with you from some family.
I love that this is the most belated birthday episode of the Daily Mix Show, because my birthday was last week. My dad passed away, so I wasn't able to. I celebrated my birthday at a public viewing for my pops.
Ugh. Well, we're doing it here, and we're doing it our way.
Hey, my brother, it's me and Mom. We wanted to wish you a happy, happy 50th. Big 5-0. Oh, my goodness. 50th birthday. Happy birthday, my brother. We love you. And here comes Mom wishing you a happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday, sweetheart. I can't believe you're 50 years old already. Oh, my God. You'll always be my baby there. We love you and happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve.
And Mom's doing good. I have some people checking in to see how my mom is doing. She's getting stronger and stronger every day. It's just, it's amazing what kind of strength that woman has.
Well, I'm probably getting to hang with you was a, you know, huge light for her as well. So I'm glad you made
it. No, she sounds a lot happier in there than she did when she was around me. I think she's just happy to be my brother.
So, speaking of celebrations of life, Richard Simmons had his on Saturday in New Orleans, and he was buried in his workout clothes to, quote, help the Saints and the Angels get into shape.
I have to say, there's nothing more perfect for someone than him to be in workout clothes, because that's all you ever saw him in. So if I was part of his friends and family, I'm not, but like I would just assume you go there to a public viewing, like, this doesn't look like Richard Simmons. Like, this isn't what I know him for. He's always wearing crazy, over-the-top workout clothes.
Yeah, that's his brand.
Now, my dad was buried in a suit, and it was a really nice suit, and I remember at the public viewing just looking at it and just being like, I don't know if I'd want to. I think I'd rather just be shockingly in, like, you know what? I would want to spite Mitch from Mitch Unfiltered and be buried in a jersey and give you full permission to take a picture of me and send it to him.
Yes. Oh, I love
just,
that.
Just to troll him.
I mean, you could also go in a wrestling, you know, one of your wrestling outfits.
In a singlet?
Yeah.
That would be
some
weird.
Some hockey pads.
I feel like you got to cover as much skin as possible, because I don't know. Have you ever been to an open casket funeral?
Just a couple. Only a few.
It's okay when you kind of look at them, but like when you really start focusing on like the hand, it's really, oh man, it's a trip.
Tough. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's one of those things where we're there and we're all just kind of trying to be in good spirits. So you're in this room and dad's, you know, right there in the middle and against the wall, and the casket just laying there, and everyone's just kind of talking, and every once in a while you remember, oh crap, we're in a, because it's getting loud, it's just trying to lighten up the room, people are joking. One of my friend from high school and elementary school, my best friend, surprised me. I wasn't expecting it. It was so awesome. Like, got my mind off of a lot of things, and that was really cool to spend some time with him, because he's like, I was like a second member of the family. I would feel awful if I wasn't here for that. I'm like, that's really cool. Then there were some people coming up to me crying, like just bawling, and be like, your dad was like my second dad. He always said I was like his daughter. And like, I'm like looking, I'm like, lady, I don't know who the hell you are.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who you are. And like, now you're trying to, like, it was weird, because I'm like, I'm trying to console this woman who I don't know, because she feels like my dad was her dad. I'm like, he was my dad. Like, can you, like, give me a second? Like,
what's your name again?
But the highlight, my uncle is always cracking jokes. Like, he's just the guy that's always cracking jokes. And he brought my mom to tears, not in sadness, but in laughter.
Oh.
So there's like a bowl of, like, there's water for everybody. And then there's a bowl of mints, like packaged mints. And I don't know why, but he grabbed pretty much all of them and put them in his pocket. And then as everyone's coming in, he's offering mints to people. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to lighten up the room. I'm like, so you're like the mint pusher? And like, anyone comes in, he's like, oh, it's so good to see you. I'm so sorry. Would you like a mint? And like, what? This is so strange. And then at one point, he just starts placing mints on my dad's chest. When no one's paying attention, and I'm looking over, and I'm like, "Oh, this is not going to go well." But I'm going to let him do it, because I want to see the chaos that's about to unfold. My mom sees, and that's her brother, and you know he's always been the jokester. And my mom's just like, "Peter," and then she just starts cracking up. Now everyone's like, "Why are they laughing?" And then they look at my dad, and he's got like a line of mints on his chest, and I'm like, "What is happening? This is a funeral. Like, I'm not saying we should all be crying all the time, but maybe we shouldn't be propping things on my father, who's just there dead in the casket."
What was the mint count? Do you know how many they got?
He got four on him before mom, my aunt finally was like, Peter, knock it off. Like, his older sister's just like, enough already. I'm like, this is probably the dynamic that they were back when they were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the little brother is constantly cracking jokes, and the older sister is just like, knock it off. This is your sister's funeral for her husband. I mean, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Well, Rockaholics, we need someone who thinks they can beat Steve to give us a call this morning. He's got a record of 277 wins, 81 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.